Welcome to The Mildly Interesting with Oliver Wilson, the official bedtime podcast of former insomniacs. Tomorrow is Monday, August 1st, National Alpaca Day. Alpacas have been domesticated for more than 9,000 years and have been vitally important to the people of the Andes over the centuries. The Alpaca Owners Association was founded to help educate people about how lovable and soft alpacas are and how they contribute to the global economy. You may have seen an alpaca in a zoo, but have you ever wondered about their history? Well, I have. And I think you might just find it mildly interesting. Subscribe to The Mildly Interesting on Apple Podcast, Spotify, or wherever fine podcasts are available. We'll be right back. The alpaca, Llama Passos, is a South American camelid mammal species. It is similar to, and often confused with, the llama. However, alpacas are often noticeably smaller than the llamas. The two animals are closely related and can successfully crossbreed. Both species are believed to have been domesticated from their wild relatives, the vicuna and guanaco. There are two breeds of alpaca, the Suri alpaca and the Hiaya alpaca. Alpacas are kept in herds that graze on the level heights of the Andes of southern Peru, western Bolivia, Ecuador, and northern Chile at an altitude of 3,500 to 5,000 meters, 11,000 to 16,000 feet, above sea level. Alpacas are considerably smaller than llamas, and unlike llamas, they were not bred to be working animals but were bred specifically for their fiber. Alpaca fiber makes knitted and woven items similar to sheep's wool. These items include blankets, sweaters, hats, gloves, scarves, a wide variety of textiles, and shawls in South America, as well as sweaters, socks, coats, and bedding in other parts of the world. The fiber comes in more than 52 natural colors classified in Peru, 12 classified in Australia, and 16 classified in the United States. Alpacas communicate through body language. The most common is spitting to show dominance when they are in distress, fearful, or feel agitated. Male alpacas are more aggressive than females and tend to establish dominance within their herd. In some cases, alpha males will immobilize the head and neck of a weaker or challenging male to show their strength and dominance. In the textile industry, alpaca primarily refers to the hair of Peruvian alpacas. Still, more broadly, it refers to a style of fabric originally made from alpaca hair, such as mohair, Icelandic sheep wool, or even high-quality wool from other breeds of sheep. In trade, distinctions are made between alpacas and the several styles of mohair and luster. An adult alpaca generally is between 81 and 99 centimeters, 32 and 39 inches, in height at the shoulders, withers. They usually weigh between 48 and 90 kilograms, 106 and 198 pounds. Raised in the same conditions, the difference in weight can be small, with males weighing around 22.3 kilograms, 49 pounds 3 ounces, and females 21.3 kilograms, 46 pounds 15 ounces. The relationship between alpacas and vicunas was disputed for many years. In the 18th and 19th centuries, the four South American llamoid species were assigned scientific names. At that time, the alpaca was assumed to be descended from the llama, ignoring similarities in size, fleece, and dentition between the alpaca and the vicuna. The classification was complicated by the fact that all four species of South American camelid can interbreed and produce fertile offspring. The advent of DNA technology made a more accurate classification possible. In 2001, the alpaca genus classification changed from Lama passos to Vicuna passos, following the presentation of a paper on work by Miranda Cadwell et al. On alpaca DNA to the Royal Society, showing the alpaca is descended from the vicuna, not the guanaco. Alpacas were domesticated thousands of years ago. The Mosh people of northern Peru often used alpaca images in their art. There are no known wild alpacas, and its closest living relative, the vicuna, also native to South America, is the wild ancestor of the alpaca. The family Camelidae first appeared in the Americas 40 to 45 million years ago, during the Eocene period, from the common ancestor, Protolepus. The descendants were divided into Camelini and Lamini tribes, taking different migratory patterns to Asia and South America. Although the camelids became extinct in North America around 3 million years ago, they flourished in the south with the species we see today. It was not until 2 to 5 million years ago, during the Pliocene, that the genus Hemiorchinia of the tribe Lamini split into Paleolama and Lama. The latter would then split again into Lama and Vicuna upon migrating down to South America. Remains of Vicuna and Guanaco have been found throughout Peru for around 12,000 years. Their domesticated counterparts, the llama and alpacas, have been mummified in the Moquegua Valley in the south of Peru, dating back 900 to 1,000 years. Mummies found in this region show two breeds of alpacas. More precise analysis of bone and teeth of these mummies has demonstrated that alpacas were domesticated from the vicuna. Other research, considering the behavioral and morphological characteristics of alpacas and their wild counterparts, seems to indicate that alpacas could find their origins in Lama guanaco, vicuna, or even a hybrid of both. Genetic analysis shows a different picture of the origins of the alpaca. Analysis of mitochondrial DNA shows that most alpacas have guanaco mtna, and many also have vicuna mtna. But microsatellite data shows that alpaca DNA is much more similar to vicuna DNA than guanaco DNA. This suggests that alpacas are descendants of the vicuna, not of the Lama guanaco. The discrepancy with mtna seems to result from the fact that mtna is only transmitted by the mother, and recent husbandry practices have caused hybridization between llamas, which primarily carry guanaco DNA, and alpacas. To the extent that many of today's domestic alpacas are the result of male alpacas bred to female llamas, this would explain the mtna consistent with guanacos. This situation has led to attempts to reclassify the alpaca as vicuna passos. The alpaca comes in two breeds, Suri and Haya, based on their fibers rather than scientific or European classifications. Haya alpacas are the most commonly found, constituting about 90% of the population. The Haya alpaca is thought to have originated in post-colonial Peru. This is due to their thicker fleece, which makes them more suited to survive in the higher altitudes of the Andes after being pushed into the highlands of Peru with the arrival of the Spanish. Suri alpacas represent a smaller portion of the total alpaca population, around 10%. They are thought to have been more prevalent in pre-Columbian Peru since they could be kept at a lower altitude where a thicker fleece was not needed for harsh weather conditions. Alpacas are social herd animals that live in family groups, consisting of a territorial alpha male, females, and their young ones. Alpacas warn the herd about intruders by making sharp, noisy inhalations that sound like a high-pitched bray. The herd may attack smaller predators with their front feet and can spit and kick. Their aggression towards members of the canid family, coyotes, foxes, dogs, etc., is exploited when alpacas are used as guard llamas for guarding sheep. Alpacas can sometimes be aggressive, but they can also be very gentle, intelligent, and observant. For the most part, alpacas are very quiet, but male alpacas are more energetic when they get involved in fighting with other alpacas. When they prey, they are cautious but also nervous when they feel threatened. They can feel threatened when someone or another alpaca comes up behind them. Alpacas set their personal space boundaries within their families and groups. They make a hierarchy in some sense, and each alpaca knows the dominant animals in each group. Body language is the key to their communication. It helps to maintain their order. One example of their body communication includes a broadside pose, where their ears are pulled back and stand sideways. This pose is used when male alpacas are defending their territory. When they are young, they tend to follow larger objects and sit near or under them. An example of this is a baby alpaca with its mother. This can also apply when an alpaca passes by an older alpaca. Alpacas are often very trainable and usually respond to reward, most commonly in food. They can be petted without getting agitated, although this is usually only when the animal is not being patted around the head or neck. Alpacas are usually quite easy to herd, even in large groups. Although when being herded, it is recommended that the handler approaches the animals slowly and quietly, not doing this can result in danger for both the animals and the handler. Alpaca and llamas have started showing up in US nursing homes and hospitals as trained, certified therapy animals. The Mayo Clinic says animal-assisted therapy can reduce pain, depression, anxiety, and fatigue. This type of animal therapy is growing in popularity, and several organizations throughout the United States participate. Not all alpacas spit, but all are capable of doing so. Spit is somewhat euphemistic. Occasionally, the projectile contains only air and a little saliva, although alpacas commonly bring up acidic stomach contents, generally a green, grassy mix, and project it onto their chosen targets. Spitting is mostly reserved for other alpacas, but an alpaca occasionally spits at a human. Spitting can result in what is called sour mouth. A sour mouth is characterized by a loose hanging lower lip and a gaping mouth. Alpacas can spit for several reasons. A female alpaca spits when she is not interested in a male alpaca, typically when she thinks she is already pregnant. Both sexes of alpaca keep others away from their food or anything they have their eyes on. Most give a slight warning before spitting by blowing air out and raising their heads, giving their ears a pinned appearance. Alpacas can spit up to 10 feet if they need to. For example, if another animal does not back off, the alpaca will throw up its stomach contents, resulting in a lot of spit. Some signs of stress which can lead to their spitting habits include humming, a wrinkle under their eye, drooling, rapid breathing, and stomping their feet. When alpacas show any sign of interest or alertness, they tend to sniff their surroundings, watch closely, or stand quietly in place and stare. When it comes to reproduction, they spit because it is a response triggered by increased progesterone levels, which is associated with ovulation. Alpacas use a communal dung pile, where they do not graze. This behavior tends to limit the spread of internal parasites. Generally, males have much tidier and fewer dung piles than females, which tend to stand in a line and all go at once. One female approaches the dung pile and begins to urinate or defecate, and the rest of the herd often follows. Alpaca waste is collected and used as garden fertilizer or even natural fertilizer. Because they prefer using a dung pile for excreting bodily waste, some alpacas have been successfully house-trained. Alpacas develop dental hygiene problems which affect their eating and behavior. Warning signs include protracted chewing while eating or food spilling out of their mouths. Poor body condition and sunken cheeks are also telltales of dental problems. When we return, sounds alpacas make. Alpacas make a variety of sounds. Humming. When alpacas are born, the mother and baby hum constantly. They also hum as a sign of distress, especially when separated from their herd. Alpacas may also hum when curious, happy, worried, or cautious. Snorting. Alpacas snort when another alpaca is invading its space. Grumbling. Alpacas grumble to warn each other. For example, when one is invading another's personal space, it sounds like gurgling. Clucking. Similar to a hen's cluck, alpacas cluck when a mother is concerned for her cria. Male alpacas cluck to signal friendly behavior. Screaming. Their screams are loud. They will scream when they are not handled correctly or when they are being attacked by a potential enemy. Screeching, a bird-like cry, presumably intended to terrify the opponent. This sound is typically used by male alpacas when they are in a fight over dominance. When a female screeches, it is more of a growl when she is angry. Females are induced ovulators, meaning the act of mating, and the presence of semen causes them to ovulate. Females usually conceive after just one breeding but occasionally do have trouble conceiving. Artificial insemination is technically difficult, expensive, and not common, but it can be accomplished. Embryo transfer is more widespread. A male is usually ready to mate for the first time between 2 and 3 years of age. It is not advisable to allow a young female to be bred until she is mature and has reached 2/3 of her mature weight. Overbreeding a young female before conception is possibly a common cause of uterine infections. As the age of maturation varies greatly between individuals, it is usually recommended that novice breeders wait until females are 18 months of age or older before initiating breeding. Alpacas can breed any time throughout the year, but it is more difficult to breed in the winter. Most breed during autumn or late spring. The most popular way to have an alpaca's mate is pen mating. Pen mating is when they move both the female and the desired male into a pen. Another way is paddock mating, where one male alpaca is let loose in the paddock with several female alpacas. The gestation period is, on average, 11.5 months and usually results in a single offspring or cria. Twins are rare, occurring about once per 1,000 deliveries. Cria is generally between 15 and 19 pounds and is standing 30 to 90 minutes after birth. After a female gives birth, she is generally receptive to breeding again after about 2 weeks. Crias may be weaned through human intervention at about 6 months old and 60 pounds, but many breeders prefer to allow the female to decide when to wean her offspring. They can be weaned earlier or later depending on their size and emotional maturity. The average lifespan of an alpaca is between 15 to 20 years, and the longest lived alpaca on record is 27 years. Cattle tuberculosis can also infect alpacas. Mycobacterium bovis also causes TB in this species worldwide. Krajewska Wezina et al., 2020, detect M. bovis in individuals traded from the United Kingdom to Poland. To accomplish this, they develop a seroassay that correctly identifies positive subjects, which are false negatives for a common skin test. Krajewska Wezina et al. Also find alpacas unusual in mounting a competent early infection immune response. Burnett et al., 2021, believe this to generalize to all camelids. Alpacas can be found throughout most of South America. They typically live in temperate conditions in the mountains with high altitudes. They are easy to care for since they are not limited to a specific type of environment. Animals like flamingos, condors, spectacled bears, mountain lions, coyotes, llamas, and sheep live near alpacas in their natural habitat. Alpacas are native to Peru but can be found globally in captivity. It has the largest population, with over half the world's animals. The population declined drastically after the Spanish conquistadors invaded the Andes Mountains in 1532, after which 98% of the animals were destroyed. The Spanish also brought with them diseases that were fatal to alpacas. European conquest forced the animals to move higher into the mountains, which remained there permanently. Although alpacas had almost been wiped out completely, they were rediscovered sometime during the 19th century by Europeans. After finding their uses, the animals became important to societies during the Industrial Revolution. Nuzzle and Scratch was a British children's television program featuring two fictional alpacas that were first broadcast between 2000 and 8 and 2011. Interest in alpacas grew due to Depp v. Heard, the 2022 trial in which Johnny Depp sued Amber Heard for defamation in Virginia after Heard wrote an op-ed saying she was a public victim of domestic violence. Depp testified, under oath, that he would not make another Pirate of the Caribbean film for $300 million and a million alpacas. Alpacas chew their food, which ends up being mixed with their cud and saliva, and then they swallow it. Alpacas usually eat 1.5% of their body weight daily for normal growth. They mainly need pasture grass, hay, or silage, but some may also need supplemental energy and protein foods, and they will also normally try to chew on almost anything, for example, an empty bottle. Most alpaca ranchers rotate their feeding grounds so the grass can regrow, and fecal parasites may die before reusing the area. Pasture grass is a great source of protein. When seasons change, the grass loses or gains more protein. For example, in the spring, the pasture grass has about 20% protein, while in the summer, it only has 6%. They need more energy supplements to produce body heat and warmth in the winter. They get their fiber from hay, or long stems, which provides them with vitamin E. Green grass contains vitamin A and E. Alpacas can eat natural unfertilized grass, however, ranchers can supplement grass with low-protein grass hay. To provide selenium, and other necessary vitamins, ranchers will feed their domestic alpacas a daily dose of grain to provide additional nutrients that are not fully obtained from their primary diet. Alpacas may obtain the necessary vitamins in their native grazing ranges. Alpacas, like other camelids, have a three-chambered stomach, combined with chewing cud. This three-chambered system allows maximum extraction of nutrients from low-quality forages. Alpacas are not ruminants, pseudo-ruminants, or modified ruminants, as there are many differences between the anatomy and physiology of a camelid and a ruminant stomach. Alpacas will chew their food in a figure-8 motion, swallow the food, and then pass it into one of the stomach's chambers. The first and second chambers, called C1 and C2, are anaerobic fermentation chambers where the fermentation process begins. The alpaca will absorb nutrients and water in the first part of the third chamber. The end of the third chamber, called C3, is where the stomach secretes acids to digest food and is the likely place where an alpaca will have ulcers if stressed. Many plants are poisonous to the alpaca, including the bracken fern, Madagascar ragwort, oleander, and some azaleas. In common with similar livestock, others include acorns, African rue, agave, amaryllis, autumn crocus, bear grass, broom snakeweed, buckwheat, ragweed, buttercups, calla lily, orange tree foliage, carnations, castor beans, and many others. Alpaca fleece is soft and possesses water and flame-resistant properties, making it a valuable commodity. Alpacas are typically sheared once per year in the spring. Each shearing produces approximately 2.3 to 4.5 kilograms, 5 to 10 pounds, of fiber per alpaca. An adult alpaca might produce 1.4 to 2.6 kilograms, 50 to 90 ounces, of first quality fiber and 1.4 to 2.8 kilograms, 50 to 100 ounces, of second and third quality fiber. The quality of alpaca fiber is determined by how crimpy it is. Typically, the greater the number of small folds in the fiber, the greater the quality. Alpacas were the subject of a speculative bubble between their introduction to North America in 1984 and the early 21st century. The price for American alpacas ranged from $50 for a castrated male, gelding, to $675,000 for the highest in the world, depending on breeding history, sex and color. In 2006, researchers warned that the higher prices sought for alpaca breeding stock were largely speculative and not supported by market fundamentals, given the low inherent returns per head from the main end product, alpaca fiber, and prices into the $100 per head rather than $10,000 would be required for a commercially viable fiber production herd. Marketed as the investment you can hug in television commercials by the Alpaca Owners and Breeders Association, the market for alpacas was almost entirely dependent on breeding and selling animals to new buyers, a classic sign of speculative bubbles in livestock. The bubble burst in 2007, with the price of alpaca breeding stock dropping by thousands of dollars each year. Many farmers found themselves unable to sell animals for any price or even give them away. It is possible to raise to 25 alpacas per hectare, 10 acres, as they have a designated area for waste products and keep their eating area away from their waste area. However, this ratio differs from country to country. It is highly dependent on the quality of pasture available. In many desert locations, it is generally only possible to run 1 to 3 animals per acre due to lack of suitable vegetation. Fiber quality is the primary variant in the price achieved for alpaca wool. In Australia, it is common to classify the fiber by the thickness of the individual hairs, and the amount of vegetable matter contained in the supplied shearings. Alpacas need to eat 1 to 2% of body weight per day, so about 227 kilograms, 60 pounds, bales of grass hay per month per animal. When formulating a proper diet for alpacas, water and hay analysis should be performed to determine the proper vitamin and mineral supplementation program. Two options are to provide free choice salt mineral powder or feed a specially formulated ration. Indigenous to the highest regions of the Andes, this harsh environment has created an extremely hardy animal, so only minimal housing and predator fencing are needed. The alpaca's three-chambered stomachs allow for extremely efficient digestion. There are no viable seeds in the manure because alpacas prefer to only eat tender plant leaves and will not consume thick plant stems. Therefore, alpaca manure does not need composting to enrich pastures or ornamental landscaping. Nail and teeth trimming are needed every 6 to 12 months, along with annual shearing. Like ruminants, such as cattle and sheep, alpacas have only lower teeth at the front of their mouths, therefore, they do not pull the grass up by the roots. Rotating pastures is still important, as alpacas tend to regraze an area repeatedly. Alpacas are fiber-producing animals, they do not need to be slaughtered to reap their product, and their fiber is a renewable resource that grows yearly. Alpacas are closely tied to the cultural practices of the Andeans people. Before colonization, the image of the alpaca was used in rituals and religious practices. Since the people in the region depended heavily on these animals for their sustenance, the alpaca was seen as a gift from Pachamama. Alpacas were used for their meat, fibers for clothing and art, and their images in the form of conopers. Conopers take their appearance from the Suri alpacas, with long locks flanking their sides, bangs covering the eyes, and a depression on the back. This depression is used in ritual practices, usually filled with coca leaves and fat from alpacas and llamas, to bring fertility and luck. While their use was prevalent before colonization, the attempts to convert the Andean people to Catholicism led to the acquisition of more than 3,400 conopers in Lima alone. The origin of alpacas is depicted in legend. The legend states they came to be in the world after a goddess fell in love with a man. The goddess father only allowed her to be with her lover if he cared for her herd of alpacas. On top of caring for the herd, he was to always carry a small animal for his entire life. As the goddess came into our world, the alpacas followed her. Everything was fine until the man set the small animal down, and the goddess fled back to her home. On her way home, the man attempted to stop her and her herd from fleeing. While he could not stop her from returning, he was able to stop a few alpacas from returning. These alpacas who did not make it back are said to be seen today in the swampy lands in the Andes, waiting for the end of the world, so they may return to their goddess.